Opponents of the war rallied their foot soldiers first and got the signatures to put a bring the troops home question on local ballots. Steve Burns of the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice says the goal is to send a message to Congress.
We know this is an election year, and election year is one of the few times when Congress actually pays a little attention to what we think. And we think if we can win these referendums, not just in Madison where it's expected, but in areas of the state that are not traditionally left, that is going to bring a lot of pressure on the congressional delegation to listen to their constituents.
But those seeking to defeat the referendum are launching websites and designing yard signs of their own now. They want to send a message not to Congress, but to the troops. Chris Muller chairs the Republican Party of La Crosse.
I want our troops to understand how much we love and respect them and let them know that we trust them. We trust the professionals in our military to win this war for us. And we're not going to sit back and be armchair quarterbacks telling them how to do their job.
UW-Madison student Michael Hahn served a year in Iraq with the National Guard. He's joined a group trying to defeat the Madison referendum. Its slogan is Don't Cut and Run, a sentiment Hahn takes very personally.
If we do cut and run, it makes the year that I spent in Iraq absolutely meaningless. It makes everybody's service in Iraq meaningless. It makes every death, every casualty meaningless. I didn't go over there to do nothing.
But there are also Iraq veterans and relatives of soldiers now serving in Iraq working with the groups seeking a yes vote on the troop withdrawal referendums. Debates and town forums are being planned over the next few weeks before the April vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.